by Jan Wellinger.
In today's one-on-one, my guest is Czech restorer and professor at the University of Pardubice, Petr Justa, involved in important historic conservation projects in both the Czech Republic and abroad. Recently, Petr Justa returned from New Orleans, where he and fellow specialists worked to assess the level of damage to that city's most famous cemetery. In the interview, he discusses how that project developed and what he and fellow specialists found. Petr Justa, one-on-one.
I've been working in Old Jewish Cemetery in Prague, the very historic cemetery in Prague, for the last 10 years. And once we found that in New Orleans, the Hurricane Katrina damaged their historic cemetery, St. Louis number 1 and number 2, we contacted the organization in the United States dealing with cemeteries, and we offered them the help to recover and to reconserve and restore the cemetery. Then we visited in April. We did assessment, we did pilot restoration of several tombs and several stones, and we presented what we can do. And now together with Save Our Cemeteries, with Archdiocesan office in New Orleans, which owns the cemetery, we prepared a large 3 years project for reconstruction of this cemetery.
And how famous or significant a cemetery is St. Louis number 1 and 2?
They are the oldest cemeteries in southern part of United States. There are a lot of very important persons, a lot of musicians, and it's on the list of 100 most famous cultural monuments in the United States. Mm-hmm. Comparing to European and particularly Czech cemeteries, it's different because they are, let's say, houses, small houses. These tombs are quite large comparing to Czech graves. And so also the structure is completely different. Once in Prague, we have pure stone structures. In St. Louis Cemetery, it's always combination between brick structure covered with marble plates and marble decorations. There are also few fully decorated marble tombs, but it's quite rare, about 10%, because they used almost exclusively Carrara marble imported from Italy. Transport has to be very, very expensive, so only few people could afford it.
In generally, what state would you say that the cemetery was in at this time?
Was quite bad condition, must say, not only because of Hurricane Katrina. Hurricane Katrina made a lot of damage, but it was, let's say, mechanical damage. There's a lot of breaks and a lot of cracks in stone pieces. But there were also other damage caused by long-term weathering of the surface of the stone. And we found a lot of damage in marble itself, because there was a lack of conservation and preventive conservation, of course, in the last 50 years, let's say. But it's same in Europe, United States, any other country, because there is a large factory production, a lot of fumes in the air, there is air pollution, and marble is very sensitive material. So there is a reaction between air pollution, acid rain, and the surface of stone. And the result is that the relief, the first layer of the stone is leaving, is going out, and the relief is smaller and smaller and smaller. And after a couple of tens of years, you just feel that there was something, and then it's not readable anymore now.
And just on an off note, one of these cemeteries, the number one, is famous for being the setting for a scene in the cult film Easy Rider.
Of course, yes. For those who don't know where is it, the St. Louis number 2 is about 100 meters out of the St. Louis number 1. It's very close to each other. Also, the age of the tombs are more or less same. It's really very similar in both cemeteries.
Now, would you say that you spend more time abroad on projects like this today or in the Czech Republic?
My main field of interest now is the Iraqi projects that has started in 2004, part of the Czech post-war aid to the Iraq Republic.
And what are some concrete sites that you're focusing on?
We focus to two parts. One is paper restoration, paper conservation, because the first request from the Iraqi part was to save Iraqi National Library and Archive, because was several attacked by Saddam's guards before, during the war and during the last war. And the collection was very heavily damaged. The building was very heavily damaged. So our first project was to help the Iraqi National Library Archive. Second is architecture projects. One was the Minaret al-Hadba in Mosul. And the second was the Ark in Ctesiphon, Ark al-Madain, which is one of the most important historic monument in the world. Part of the old palace from 1st century, and this is the widest span in the ancient world. It's 58 meters, and it means it's a very, very huge structure, and it's heavily endangered now, and the threat that it will collapse is very high now. In times where we visited Iraq, it was closed for foreigners because there were another attacks from insurgents. So we had partners from National Board of Antiquities in Baghdad, and we asked them to collect samples to be investigated in Czech Republic. And now we are preparing the material for conservation, grounding material, and we already prepared samples for bricks to be replaced for the damaged bricks in the site.
What you're saying is that you won't be there personally to oversee the actual physical reconstruction, because it's simply too dangerous to be there now.
Yes, it's too dangerous now. We still hope that the situation will change. We are promised every year that it will be better in future. So we hope we will get some new information.
Of course, Iraq is known as the cradle of civilization for Babylon. And I recall seeing in some documentary that Saddam had parts of actual archaeological sites rebuilt according to his own designs. For someone like yourself, that must be an absolute worst nightmare.
Yes, it's disaster. I saw this this place, not personally, but in pictures, and it's very much criticized also from the Iraqi side now. But you know, it's very difficult to change it back now, because it's a huge amount of concrete there, and the concrete is a very hard material connected with not so hard support, the original support. And once you start to remove the concrete from the site, you will do more damage, even more damage. So it's very difficult decision now if to reconserve it or to leave it. And maybe future generation will find out some good idea how to do this Babylon.